All right, everyone, the next conversation is relating to the concept of entities. And I'll make this one short because this was a massive, massive topic of conversation today. The idea of entities and what they are and how we can work with them rather than exclusively, it seems like sometimes, villainizing them. And how working with entities can create a tremendous amount of space within your reality. Why, first of all, is creating space so important in your reality? And when I say space, yes, it can be on a physical level of cleansing and purging and reorganizing our physical spaces, perhaps even moving to different homes so that we can cleanse and purge energetics that perhaps were weighing us down in our older homes or residences. But in terms of the energetic concept of space, it is an excellent tool by which to experience the phenomenon of greater aspects of our infinite nature. And that's where the work with entities comes in. What I will say is that it was a profound experience today working with the group on the clearing of entities. We specifically focused on the entity of doubt as a group. In tomorrow's call for the next group, if any of you are interested in this concept of entities, what they are, and how to work with them to clear them from your space so that you can access lighter, more expansive versions of yourself, then please take note of that so that we can discuss it tomorrow. And the other thing that I wanted to touch base upon before I end today's discourses is the concept of a prayer that many of you must surely be familiar with if you've heard us speak of it at all. And that is the prayer of Ho'oponopono. And again, for tomorrow's call, if anyone is unfamiliar with this prayer, then Susan tells the story of how it is a profoundly potent tool. She tells it very well, this story, so ask her about it tomorrow. But I will leave you with this brief synopsis of the exercise that we did today that, again, was tremendous and could add very much to your evening, if not to your week to come. And that is to take 5 minutes out of your day and to choose whether you will say this prayer for yourself or for someone else in your life. Someone that you have a wonderful relationship with, perhaps, or someone with whom you could improve the relationship. The prayer is as follows. It is 4 lines for those who are unfamiliar with it, and it goes like this. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. Saying those 4 sentences meaningfully, with definitiveness, in a state of deep reflection of their implications, without judging them, without even observing them, in a place of witness where you can stand in neutrality, in the profundity of the power that is those words, is a tremendous exercise. For 5 minutes to do this with focused attention is worth considering. We did it today as a group. Individually, we all chose our focus, whether it was ourselves, whether it was someone else in our life. And in fact, for some, it wasn't even a person, it was an entity they had cleared previously. But saying this prayer can be of profound assistance to you as you continue to work on releasing that which no longer serves, as you walk your path to greater states of awareness.